Hey there, Brain Warriors. Welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox, your daily dose of clarity and kick-butt strategies for conquering mental clutter. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let's be honest, we all have those days where our minds feel like a tangled mess of negativity. You know that feeling, the relentless self-criticism, the anxiety that won't quit, or that lingering sadness that just hangs around like a bad smell? Well, today we're tackling this beast head-on. We're diving deep into letting go of negative thoughts and emotions, because believe me, you deserve to feel light, energized, and ready to take on the world. Think about it. Every thought you have, every feeling you experience, creates a ripple effect in your brain. Negative thoughts and emotions can become like those pesky weeds that take over your garden. They choke out the good stuff, leaving you feeling drained and stuck. But guess what? You have the power to pull those weeds out. You're not powerless against this mental chaos. Here are 5 supercharged tips to help you start letting go. First up, awareness is key. You gotta know what you're dealing with before you can change it. Start paying attention to your thought patterns. When do these negative vibes creep in? What triggers them? Are you constantly beating yourself up over little things? Recognizing the patterns is like shining a light on those weeds. Now you can see them clearly. Next, don't just accept them. Ever hear that saying? Just think positive. Yeah, it's not always that easy. But instead of trying to erase those negative thoughts entirely, which is impossible anyway, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often you'll find those negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions or exaggerated worries. Third, reframe your perspective. This one's a game changer. Instead of focusing on the negative, try looking for the silver lining. Maybe that job interview didn't go as planned, but hey, at least you gained valuable experience and learned something new. Remember, every setback is an opportunity for growth. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty awesome. Self-care is about actively nurturing your mental and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, connect with loved ones, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put junk fuel into a high-performance car, right? Treat your mind the same way. Finally, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, just for a sunny day, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. These little moments of joy can make a huge difference. Think about that time you felt overwhelmed by stress or anxiety. Maybe it was before a big presentation, an important deadline, or even just a tough week at work. You probably felt your mind racing, your heart pounding, and your stomach churning. You might have even caught yourself engaging in those self-sabotaging thought patterns. I can't do this. I'm going to fail. Or, what if everything goes wrong? Now, imagine you consciously chose to shift your perspective. Instead of dwelling on the fear and anxiety, you focused on your preparation, your skills, and the support you have around you. You practiced gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow, even if things didn't go perfectly. By letting go of those negative thoughts and emotions, you empowered yourself to face the challenge with greater clarity and confidence. You might not have completely erased the stress, but you definitely minimized its impact. So remember, Brain Warriors, you have the power to choose your thoughts, to cultivate a positive mindset, and to create a life filled with joy, purpose, and resilience. Take action today. Start by practicing awareness of your thoughts and emotions. Challenge those negative patterns and reframe them with a more optimistic lens. Make self-care a priority, and don't forget to practice gratitude every day. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to strategies for letting go of negativity? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation buzzing. And remember, subscribe to the Brain Fog Detox so you never miss an episode packed with brain-boosting goodness. Until next time, stay bright and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.